Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Are you okay?
I hit my ankle on the side of my bed.
You shouldn't be near your bed. You're supposed to be in Auburn.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. You left today, remember?
That's right. That was a lingering pain from.
Is that up there?
Lingering pain from those.
I know, it's so weird. It just feels like a noon on a Friday and not 9 p.m. on a Friday. It's just so weird for me.
I know.
It's one of those things, but, you know, it's all right. It's just, you know, have a little coffee and maybe that'll help get you in the mood of the day that it is. have a cocktail.
Honey, I'm still recovering from
all the cocktails I had last night, and then me and Miss Ashley was drunk texting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was. I was sober texting. You were drunk texting.
You mean you lied to me? I thought it was a two-way drunk texting, Karen. How are you going to be like...
Yeah, no, I was very sober, and I was... reading your text and very, you know, it was very riveting, all the things you talk about when you're drunk, Michael.
You know, she's not amused with why she calls me Michael.
No, I loved every minute of it. I always feel like when people get drunk, they do one of two things. They either turn into, one of three things, I should say. They're a lover, a fighter, or they need a friend. So you were in the stage where you needed a friend. So I was more than willing to be that friend.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm just chopped liver, apparently. You know, I've only dealt with this for like 20 fucking some odd years.
He was giving you a day off. Trust me, if he would have called you, you'd have been like, I've been dealing with this shit 20 some odd years. So he gave you a day off and called me or texted me. You know, that's all it was. I could never take the place of you, Jesse. Yeah. Never.
No, oh, I never. I don't think I ever had.
I know. I am pretty fantastic, right?
You are. Hello. I only have fantastic friends. I don't know why you guys don't understand this. Like, I don't roll with losers.
Oh, I do.
Often. You roll with losers?
I don't roll with losers. Hey, you guys.
Oh, that's fresh.
Margaritas.
I love you, Chunk. No, nobody knows what the hell I was talking about there?
No.
He doesn't roll with losers. That's what he said. He doesn't roll with losers.
No, I'm talking about I love you, Chunk.
Yeah. Who's Chunk?
Frost from, what the hell is it? The Goonies.
Oh.
Greatest movie ever.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
They should read it.
That poor bastard loved his baby Ruth, and he loved him some Chunk. Oh, God bless his heart.
They need to remake that movie and do it up.
I don't know how. Like, that movie was just so
when to not overdo it, I guess.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how. I would like to see a sequel and see where they all are now and see them go on a treasure hunt as adults.
Or maybe it's one of their kids who like finds that map that he found. And is like, hold up. But they found, they keep the treasure? I mean, they saw the boat, right? So they got to keep the treasure. Or they just had the little bag of jewels.
I think they had the little bag of jewels, but the boat broke through a wall, didn't it? And
well,
ended up going out to the ocean.
Well, don't take any offense, but I mean,
everyone saw it, and they were like, whoa. So I didn't know, did they get the treasure, or did the boat just sail away into the oblivion?
I don't know. Well, I think they had whatever that little bag or whatever it was, so they had enough, and technically they found it, so I think because, like, it's the rules of the sea, it becomes theirs or something.
Right.
What the hell? I don't know. Like,
right.
I,
The Goonies. It's the,
I didn't even know.
Michael,
if
you haven't seen the Goonies, I'm
glad if it was. Until
we could do a sequel where they, we find a map. You notice I put us in this.
Yeah,
we find the map, and now we go on and find, you know, One-Eyed Willie's treasure again.
Oh, so now this weekend we're writing a script? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am. You know me.
You want me to call Corey Feldman? I know that bitch ain't doing shit. We could just give $500. He'd be in.
Right. Mike can be Corey Feldman's son, and then we can be Mike's son, and we both look for One-Eyed Willie's treasure.
Is Corey Feldman hot?
He's extra hot when he's dressed like Michael Jackson. When he got his Michael Jackson outfit.
Well, you're done with my face, right?
You know you've seen him like that with the Michael Jackson look. It's hilarious.
No. That's
true.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying hi to. Well, What's-Her-Face was supposed to be here, but I think she's drunk somewhere in a corner, maybe on her golf course.
I know, she kicked out early last night, so I was figuring there was a tape that she had to get to. So maybe she's still there.
We'll hear from her Wednesday, I'm sure.
Right.
Tuesday. Because, you know, Monday's a holiday, so none of us are going to be here. There will be no repeat. There will be no broadcast. So if you try to listen to us at 9 p.m., you're going to be waiting until Tuesday.
You know, we should do a repeat. We should at least do the Dan Southworth show or something.
Oh, girl, you pressing that play button?
I'm just saying, if you keep me out, if you keep me out,
I don't know. Jeff and I go back and forth on this. Like, it's always been sort of a tradition at Unscripted Radio that whenever it's a national holiday, which is not for many of them, you know, that we always take off the following Monday. So, like, absolutely nothing. Like, no reruns, nothing. But I'm with you, Karen. I mean, I think, you know, what's the harm in a repeat?
Why is it a national holiday? Like, Memorial Day is a national holiday? We didn't take off Christmas.
There was no broadcast on Christmas, no. Because you know how, like, the whatever, like, Christmas or whatever the hell, like, if it falls on a weekend, the prevailing holiday where the banks are closed is the following Monday?
Right.
We kind of did that thing. Like, Memorial Day, we've been off, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, we didn't have a broadcast, Christmas.
We did one day off, huh?
New Year. Girl, look, at Mama need a break, all right? These people, they're sucking the life out of my soul.
I'm going. I got a barbecue. I'm going to. So I ain't saying I don't want a break. I just know. I just
barbecue. What kind of food? I'm so hungry and I'm so tired of this fucking diet. Tell me about the food.
The food? What I'm making? I am making Eggo waffles. Like, you know, it ain't nothing serious. They're whole grain.
Wait. For the barbecue?
Syrup. Yeah. Oh, the food at the barbecue? I thought you were talking about right now. Like right now, that's what I was doing.
You two are on different pages in the wrong cookbook, but that's all I'm saying.
Exactly right.
She's talking about why you making waffles with syrup at freaking 6 o'clock at night.
Because I don't feel like cooking. So sometimes you have breakfast or dinner when those things happen. I just don't feel like cooking. And we're not going out to eat. We've been going out on a lot of dates, so we're going to cut back on that. No, the barbecue I'm going to is going to be fantastic. I don't know what they're cooking, and that's the beauty of it. I'm just going to show up, bring some wine and show up, which usually I'm cooking a dish or I'm, like, cooking the barbecue or doing something. So I'm so happy to just show up somewhere. Like, I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, why don't our friends ever call us and invite us to their house for dinner? Like, my friends don't cook. I need to get new friends.
I do, but you don't have to, you know, take the red eye out for dinner.
I know, right? I have to take the red eye and then get there the next morning and have breakfast with you.
I
kind of want you to cook for me because I'm tired of my food. I want your food.
Yeah, but
you
I'm
sent
tired
me
of
those
myself.
Wings that you
not
made
yours.
And some other shit. I'm like,
Right. That's true. I know.
Like,
I can't wait.
I'm going to be kicking your man out and be like, I'm moving in. It's a seven. I'm gonna find a straight bone.
Right. He ain't gonna lose this happy home. He loves my cooking. We're going to have to fight for this. We're going to have to, you know, chop the coin or do something.
Chop the coin.
Yeah, that's right.
What is it? Oh, man. So what does Joe cook? Because I know you said the other night, last night, that he made homemade burgers, which I just think was fantastic.
Oh, well, you know, he is obsessed with the hamburger meat. I much prefer ground turkey. So it's a constant struggle. But once in a while, I give in and I let him win so he can have his damn hamburger meat till he'll leave my ass alone.
Mm-hmm.
But he just makes them from scratch. I used to do it with this meatloaf for the I made with ground turkey. It's phenomenal. And everybody loves it. It's got like spinach in it and red onions and like the pico wheat breadcrumbs and egg whites, and it's delicious, but I'll turn them into hamburgers, and everybody loves them. So we kind of do that kind of a thing where we like really like go all out, and he does a fantastic job.
Oh, wow. So does he cook any other food? Because we might have to switch.
He can make a banging apple pie from scratch. I'm not a big nutmeg person. And I can taste the nutmeg in it, but I don't like to tell him that, so I'm hoping he can't hear me.
I love nutmeg. Oh, my God.
But I have tons of cookbooks. Like, if there's any kind of meal, no matter what kind of Italian, Mexican, Chinese, you name it, like, I've got a cookbook for it. And he went through and he found some, like, shepherd's pie stuff, and he can make really good chicken, and he makes good taco. I don't know. Like, he doesn't tear the kitchen apart like me and make sauce, but, I mean, he could, I think. He's good at following recipes.
My boyfriend doesn't cook, but he does take me out to lots of fancy dinners, so I can't complain. right? I don't complain, because he's like, he'll go to really good places, and, like, he's adventurous. Like, he's like, let's try this place, or let's try that place. And I eat the same thing every day. For 3 meals a day, like I could eat the same food.
Yeah,
but
me too.
It's like, but it's not that I don't like trying things. It's just that I'm just a very simple eater. So, but he does when he has cooked for me. He's made like fancy stuff. Like he doesn't make simple stuff. Like he made like crab and shrimp. And I'm like, how do you not know how to cook, but you know how to make crab and shrimp?
Well, don't you just boil it?
Oh, yeah, but he, like, boils it, but then he puts it in the oven, and he cooks it a different way. I don't know, but it's good. And I don't really like crab, so I ate it, though. It was delicious. So, I mean, I don't know. I just find it funny that when he does cook, he cooks really fancy things, and I'm like, what the heck?
It is kind of fucked up.
Like, ramen noodle delight. He's, like, making, like, fancy crab.
That's funny. Now, does he pay when you go to the fancy dinners? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, he does. But no, we both do. I mean, we've been together forever, so it's not like we even have, you know, it's just, yeah. But most of the time he does. Like, we'll go, like, the other day we went, yesterday morning, actually, we went to go have breakfast. And I was, like, on my phone texting. I think I was texting you, Jeffrey. And he was like, excuse me, we're on a breakfast date.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
He's starting to hate. I feel like you're my work wife. I have to be honest.
I am. Like, no, he's not hating. He just wanted me to, like, for the 20 minutes we're sitting there, to actually, like, sit there and be engaged.
Does that make me the worst child?
Pretty much.
Yes,
because
my baby.
Joe and Angry Midget get so pissed because it never, like, they'll want my undivided attention and, like, one of, you know, we'll end up on the phone somehow. Either I'll think of something and we're on the phone for, like, an hour. And they both just give me the dirtiest looks through the whole phone conversation. They're like, oh, it's the work wife or it's the work husband or it's,
Well, you know, you need to be used to it, though, Jeff, because, I mean, I know it took Joe
is. It's the Midge.
To us, because
we
have to get on the phone, like, we'll go for, oh, God, sometimes it's like 4 or 5 hours, like, all
yeah,
day.
We're bad.
So what is the Midget? She your lesbian wife?
Apparently. Well, yeah,
yeah.
She's just, you know, because she was working nights before. Now she's back on, you know, she went to where she works during the day. She's trying to have the baby. And, you know, she's around a lot at night now. And she can actually come over on the weekends and, like, hang out. But she's like, I had to come over here to listen to you talk on the phone.
I know, right?
Like, I came over here to hang out. She's like, you need to get something implanted into your fucking head because you are always on that phone. She's like, if it's not Karen, it's Michael or Katrina. Like, you need to just get one put in your head. I don't even know why you even bother not having one attached to your ass at all times.
Oh, well. If she could invent that, you know she'd make a lot of money. Tell her to get on it.
I keep fucking with her, and I'll grab my earlobe and be like, hello. Like, I'll pull it down and be like, hello. I'm like, oh, hello, I have a beep, and I'll press my nose. They're like, fuck you.
You should tell her to invent that, and we like she could be our sugar mama. She could be the sugar mama of Unscripted Radio with the money she makes.
Like, I think I saw an article or something that Google was trying to patent, not that specific thing, but something to do with there's like a chip that they were going to try to put in your arm, and if you got a text message, like the chip would vibrate or something. You know why you want your arm to vibrate every time you got a text message? I'm sure. What if you try to start vibrating? That's kind of annoying.
Right. Well, you know what? Think about it. Did you see that commercial where they have all these people and it's like, I invented the text message. I invented, you know, picture phone. You know that. Like, somebody had to come up with the idea at some point. Like, it's like, someone's going to do it. Someone's going to attach a phone so that you can just have your phone inside your body. Although, I don't want to be chipped up because I think the government will keep track of you.
Look, I feel that too. Like, I get that, but I'm totally down. Like, put a microchip in my ear, so all I do is have to press that bitch. Because I'm so tired of my battery dying.
Yeah, you're tired of it dying too. Because it always dies at the worst moment.
It's like, no, she's about to tell me how much we're going to make. What the hell?
Sorry. That was a one-time announcement. Sorry, you're now making a dollar. I know, right? One day we'll make more than a dollar. We'll make more than zero.
Hey, no, we did actually really well. I want to thank everybody for son of a bitch. I'm doing my toenails, and I dropped a big, and you know, I paint them black nail polish all over my hardwood floors. And I'm like, crap, now I have to get up and, like, walk all through the house to find, like, a paper towel or whatever, and there was some less than a foot away from me.
Oh, no.
So that just agitated me. But thanks to everybody for clicking those ads, because we actually did make some nice money on the advertising on Blog Talk for the last 2 months. So thank you, and keep clicking those ads, kids. When you're listening on demand or going to the page, click the ones on the page and click them on demand. Every bit helps.
I wonder what that does. I wonder if it's just the advertisers are like, oh, cool, they're paying attention to us. Or I wonder what it is that makes people, you know?
I don't know.
I wonder how that works. Oh, well.
As long as they keep sending me that check.
I'm not trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Izzy, you cannot eat nail polish. You will die. And you can't jump on my freshly painted nails either.
Oh, Izzy.
Baby girl.
Always doing something.
Dude, anytime I'm doing something, if she's not involved, she's like, I got to get up in your grill, daddy.
She loves her daddy.
I think she just like to hear the sound of Karen's voice.
You want to say hello? Say hello to Auntie Karen and Uncle Mike. Say hello.
Hello, Izzy. Hello, Izzy. Little Izzy, what is the voice, Izzy?
Oh, she freaked
out. Why did you do that?
I have to take a photo of that tonight. I put the phone to her ear, and she lost her mind and started running away.
No, but why do people do that when they see a little dog or they see a baby? All of a sudden, they go, wah, 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 wah. Like, why do they do that?
Yeah,
why
would
that
be voice? I mean, I really wonder what the, like, babies and dogs actually think of us. I mean, because I think of, like, if you're, like, a kid or if you're a dog, or, I mean, Izzy's a little dog, you know, all of a sudden you have some, like, person and their big old face coming at you going, oh, would you,
right.
You know, like.
Scary.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I mean, Karen, what would you do if, like, you know, because we're gonna be meeting for the first time for our reality show, like, what would your reaction be if the first time we meet, I just come up to you and I'm like, oh, Karen, you know, would you?
I'd be like, guys, about this reality show, I'm busy that week.
Here's the thing. That is a very big possibility that he will do that, because
right.
I can tell you right now, as we're waiting in the airport to pick you up with the limo outside, I will be getting toasted at the airport bar.
I'm getting limo action?
I didn't realize that Syracuse Airport had an airport bar.
Yes, they do. It's my favorite place, and it's actually decently priced, because the last time I had to drop somebody off there, I had to pick. It was my friend Stephanie. That bitch had to drive home because I was blasted.
Oh, my gosh. You went and picked her up, and she had to drive. That
yeah,
is
well,
the worst.
That's the kind of friends we are, though, because she would do something like that to me, so she just laughed. She's like, oh, my God, how long have you been here? I'm like, your flight was delayed an hour. I had, like, 7 beers and, like, 6 shots. I was done.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. We actually didn't go home. She actually just changed in the bathroom at the airport. We went out to the club.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Karen's going to be getting off the plane, and she's going to see two assholes stumbling around getting escorted out by airport security.
I know, and I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, guys. And then I'm going to have to drive home, and I don't even know where home is. See?
Oh, that's awesome. Look, I'm a professional. I can be hammered off my ass and still direct you on how to get us home.
Well, good. That's good to know.
Story though, guys. One time, I back in the day, this was going back like 10 years. I worked at Eddie Bauer, the clothing store. They're still around. There's like 300 of them. I don't know if you guys have them on the West Coast, but there was a woman that was like, she was doing it part time. Like, this was my full time job when I was a loser and didn't go to college. So she was doing it part time. I was probably like 20 something, and this woman was in her 40s. Like, she was married and had 2 kids, but she loved to drink, and she loved to party, and she loved to smoke. And we had a little get-together at my apartment, and it turned into, like, a freaking wild house party. Like, we had a porch that overlooked the street. People were throwing chairs into the street. But we finally get everyone to go, but this woman, and she was hilarious. We're trying to drive her home. We could not, because we didn't know where she lived. But she drove herself to the apartment. She absolutely wasted. So we're trying to figure out where she lived, and we kept out here, and she kept going, 104 Minute Park Drive, 104 Minute Park Drive, which is my address.
Unbelievable.
Wow. We finally get her home, and her husband comes out, and he's like, why are you two driving my wife's truck? She falls out of the front seat out of the sidewalk.
He should have been thanking you. Like, first of all, 2 strangers show up with your wife, there's a problem. Like, hello, don't be mad, sir. There's a problem. We've got a problem. Oh, my gosh. Like, hello. Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, and, like, you want an old lady. Give me a break. You know what's crazy, though? I wonder that. Like, a lot of people, I've seen people at bars, and I don't know where their friends are, but they're kind of, like, there by themselves. And I'm like, how the hell is this slush going to get home? Like, that was always my biggest fear, and I think that's why I never was a big drinker, because I always had to, like, be the responsible one. I was always the one who had to go, okay, how are we getting home? So I remember one time we did go to a bar, and we were all hanging out, and we were, you know, taking shots, drinking, you know, martinis. And you know martinis will kind of sneak up on you. You don't realize how drunk you really are until you get off the bar stool. So we were, like, drinking martinis like it was Kool-Aid. We were so wasted, and here it is, like, 2 in the morning, and I was like, how the fuck are we getting home? Like, everyone was drunk, and we had to, like, sit there for, like, an hour and a half to just, like, try to, like, get rid of I don't even know, like, I was so wasted even in the hour and a half, so I don't know how my friend got even... I mean, we would have gone to jail if anybody would have. And then they, like, stopped to get food. And I mean, it was like, not after that night, I was like, I'm never getting that drunk ever again, because how the hell would we get home? Obviously, I'm the only one who thinks ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, that's something where, you know, you've got to have a plan. Like, exactly,
yeah.
Very dangerous.
And
just
the girls.
Yeah, I just fixed my mic a little bit, guys. Is this better? Louder?
Yes, much
okay,
better.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, you've got to have a plan. Like, whenever we went out in college, we always walked, so it wasn't an issue. You know, you find your own way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Off, but whatever, you know, but, like, even at Jeff's house, there's a bar that we walked to. It's around the corner, so it's all good. But, yeah.
Oh,
I,
yeah, so that's perfect.
You know, as much as the stupidest thing that I've done in my life, there have been, back in the day, you know, living in Syracuse and going out with friends, when we were all obliterated, we shouldn't have been driving. And, you know,
right.
We drove ourselves to the club, and then we would drive ourselves back home. And it's just, it's a bad situation. I mean, I know, like, when you're young, you don't think, and you think, oh, it's okay. No, I mean, I don't mean to bring Jeff's business out on air. Be the first one to attest that getting pulled over for drinking and driving will ruin your life for a good long time.
Well, it didn't ruin my life, but, I mean, it was fucked up because my problem was I was always the DD, as in the drunk driver.
Right.
For years. But you know what I mean? I'm like, we're talking, this started 13 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was kind of a different time still. I mean, obviously you knew not to drink and drive, but I think a lot more people did then than they do now.
Right.
Because, you know, they've just gotten so strict with it. And the thing is, I would fall asleep. Like, I drove everybody home. Like, I was always the one. There'd be a sober person in the car, and they'd still make me drive. Like, there was one night in the beginning, I remember crawling out of the nightclub. And I'm like, just get me in the driver's seat and get the keys in the ignition, and I'll get us home. And I did. And everybody was always amazed how I did it, but I did.
Right. Wow.
You know, but to the end, what got me was I couldn't stay awake. I'd start falling asleep. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. We spend
asleep.
A breakfast. I'm exhausted. I'm hammered. I've been dancing for 4 hours.
Right.
And I was drift off, and I crossed the median, and I landed into a telephone pole.
Woo.
You know, it snapped in half. And, like, it's just embarrassing.
Right.
You know, and then I thought, like, if there was a family coming home or going somewhere first thing in the morning, when I fell asleep and crossed that line, I could have killed them.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my wake-up call. Because
right.
Months prior to that, I had fallen asleep and whacked into a guardrail.
Oh, no.
So, and I still went right back to doing what I do.
Wow.
Like, I didn't learn nothing.
Well, you finally did the second time.
Well, because I realized, like, it could have been a family I hit. And they spoke my language because the first time it was a hit and run because I left because it was a guardrail. I didn't consider it an accident. I ain't know. I'd never been in one before. Not like
right.
that.
Right.
You know, so I left. Whatever. So it was a hit and run. The second one was, and it, you know, it cost me $5,000.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. If you get pulled over on a suspended license for drunk driving while it's suspended, because you have, like, automatically lose your license in New York for 90 days. You automatically go to jail. Automatic jail time.
Wow.
So it's no joke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
kind of
if you...
If it's so harsh, I think it scares people straight. You know?
Well, it did, you know? And, like, after that, though, I kind of got scared to drive to where I worked, Syracuse. It's, like, 35 minutes away. Because I noticed, like, it didn't even matter if I was drinking or not. Like, I couldn't stay awake to drive home at 4 o'clock in the morning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I kind of just realized that's a problem. And if you fall asleep at the wheel in New York State, they will suspend your license, and you have to go get tested for epilepsy.
What?
Yeah.
What does that have to do? Oh, well, because I guess you could be epileptic. And
right,
that could have
right.
been the reason why you fell asleep.
So,
but I'm just like, that just seems so far-fetched. 9 out of 10, you were drunk.
Right. Well, that's what happened when I had the hit and run. Is they said, what happened? I'm like, I fell asleep at the wheel and side-swiped the guardrail. You know, I've never really been in an accident. It was a guardrail. It didn't involve anybody else. I didn't consider it like an accident. I just assumed we could have the car towed in the morning. I was exhausted.
Right.
I honestly didn't think it was a big deal. Like,
right.
it was a guardrail. Big, you know, it's like if I crashed into a field sober, you know, I'm leaving the car there and I'm going to have somebody come get me and I'll get the car towed later. Like, I'm going home.
Right.
Right.
But, yeah, so I got the hit run. They made me get tested for epilepsy.
And, oh, my gosh. Well, at least you know you're not epileptic.
Well, I didn't have no insurance at the time, and it took me a while to get that cleared up, because that's not cheap.
Right. We could have financed the whole unscripted reality with that money. Twice.
No, that's
but like this was accident. Also, I mean, it's almost 7 years ago now.
Right, right.
So it was
I mean, I think all of the rules and stuff they have in place, but I mean, I've been, you know, as Jeff will attest, I'm like the world's worst driver. I've been in I don't know how many accidents, and it's amazing I do what I do on my day job outside of unscripted radio. But it's such a pain. Like, it's just like you get into an accident, and it's like you got to get your insurance card, so you have to call the police. You're there for like 2 hours. You have to get your car towed. It's such like it's a hassle. You know, never mind the cost. It's such a hassle.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, that's kind of a... So the moral of the story, kids, is don't drink and drive because it's a hassle.
Not no more.
What do you mean not no more?
Well, I'm saying don't drink and drive no more. If you did yesterday, don't do it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it tonight.
Yes. At the very least,
if you don't kill anybody, which would be a good thing, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, and your name does go in the paper. And then all the lawyers are going to send you things with a cutout, even if you don't know that your name is in the paper, which I didn't. All the lawyers sent me a little envelope with a thing about their law firm and a little cutout of my newspaper clipping so that I had it.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's embarrassing.
That's like an Auburn thing. I don't think they put people's picture in the paper here. Like, I think maybe...
No, I didn't have my picture. It was just my name and address and like that. It's under the police logs.
Really?
Yeah, it goes in all... They do it in all the papers. Like, they have the police logs, like, the fire department was called to this address at this time for a fire or whatever, domestic disturbance.
Because we've got too many things going on over here in L.A. Maybe that's a New York Auburn thing, because...
Well, yeah, I mean, in L.A., I'm sure, like, are you kidding me? They'd have to have one entire newspaper just dedicated to the...
It would just be that. So many crimes.
But so you guys hear about this story. Speaking of accidents and tickets and driving, a father in New Jersey, Jeff, I know you read this article, too, was taking his son out, you know, to see the ducks or something. He was in some sort of state park or something like that. And the son was so excited to see the ducks. You know, he jumped out of the car, and they, you know, dad was like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, park. But this park, where it was, there, where the ducks were, there was like a drop-off or like a cliff. And the kid gets out of the car and starts bolting toward the edge, not realizing that, you know, there's a drop there. So the dad, jumps out of the car, chases after his kid. Well, he forgot to put on the emergency brake. So his Jeep actually rolled and went over the edge and into the water. And
which is fine, because you save your kid before you save your Jeep.
Yeah.
That
the
shows
police
he was
showed
like,
up, and they gave him a ticket. They ticketed him. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they got, Jeff, I think he got two tickets. One was for failure. Yeah, one was for, like, not putting on the parking brake. And what was the other one for?
I think it was because the truck went in the water and, you know, things leak or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. I don't mean to interrupt this story, but I'm really watching something disturbing. The roofers are still working next door, and there is a guy, and he's completely underneath the tarp at the tree in my backyard.
They work at night? On Friday night? They're dedicated workers, man.
They are dedicated.
He's completely under a tarp facing my tree in my backyard, not in the backyard where the roof's being done. And he was there for a good 10 minutes. I'm not really sure what he was doing.
Is he taking a dump?
So he was standing up. So I don't know if he was pissing or playing with himself.
Stranger Woody, I'm telling you. It's an epidemic. It's a phenomenon.
Some folks have just taken a leak. So it takes them like 10 minutes if they got an infection.
It's a phenomenon.
How insanity, like, you save your kid because he asked, well, what would happen if I saved the truck and not the kid? He's like, well, you'd have went to jail.
Right, for murder. For negligence, child negligence. Yeah. Like, that's so stupid. They need to, like, be slapped. Like
the cop that wrote the ticket needs to be punched.
Right. Like, he only had the accident because it was, like, his mind was like, oh, my gosh. So he jumps to the aid of a child. And, of course, you're not thinking. So that's so dumb. He needs to be punched. I'm just saying.
Well, see, it's like such an dickish move. Like, you don't have to give that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're doing it, like, because you're a dick. Like, that person, who I'm sure is going to be, like, the most hated person in town. Like, everybody's going to know that you're that fuck.
Right.
They gave some guy who was saving his kid a fucking $50 ticket.
He was that guy in high school that, you know, was into Apple computers and wore glasses and everything. So he grows up to become a police officer so that he can service his little man complex and hand out tickets to make himself feel like he's a big man. That's what that is. I mean, we've all met those kind of cops, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
that's
it's insane
crazy
to me. I don't.
Yeah,
because
you're right,
it.
Jeffrey. The guy that doesn't have to write a ticket. Like, the guy, you know, can easily be like, "Oh, it was a horrible accident. Thank God your kid's okay. You're okay. Okay, call a tow truck. Call your insurance company. Let's get this figured out." There's no rule saying he has to write him a ticket. I bet those tickets get dismissed. He probably could fight that.
Oh, but any judge that would make him actually pay any fines on that, like, come on. Like, if we're that getting to that point, it's bullshit because the law is working against you. It's not like he drove it off the cliff or he didn't put the parking brake on and it slipped down the cliff because he was an idiot. He was saving his child.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Like, this is when law enforcement works against you, and this is why they get a bad rap, because they do stupid shit like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like they almost don't know when to, like, there's a time and a place to be, to have common sense, and then there's a time and a place to enforce the law. And I think in situations like this, where it was a child and something could have went horribly wrong, you obviously don't add insult to injury, and, you know, this poor guy is probably almost freaked. I mean, I'm sure he was freaked out that his child almost went over a cliff. Like, forget the freaking truck, you know? I would be like, I mean, you just jump to the aid of a child. You don't even think. Like, it's just a reaction.
Right.
You know? Horrible.
It's
horrible.
Insane to me. Well, you know, it's a group, Michael. We need to get those on. I can't remember what they're called, but there's a group that basically, they go and, like, all these kind of things, like getting a ticket for that and how it's actually against the law. And we shouldn't be getting these tickets because the police are technically here to protect and serve.
Right. And I think they think police get, like, this ego. Like, I've got cousins who are policemen, so I can attest to this. They get an ego that they are now, like, you give someone a little bit of authority, and they really think they're running the whole freaking town. Like, I'm just like, dude, you ain't running no town. You just need to, like, go get the drug dealers and go bust up the prostitute that's crossing the street. Don't come over here messing with me. Because I ran I didn't completely stop at the stop sign. I stopped, kind of, but I didn't completely stop at the stop sign, and there are no cars coming. You know? Like, it's ridiculous. Or, like, here in L.A., they're big on giving tickets, like the jaywalking ticket. And you're like, are you kidding me? Like, I'll tell you guys about downtown. I got a jaywalking ticket downtown, which ultimately resulted in me, like, my license got suspended for a second because I forgot about this ticket, right? Yes, like, they suspended my license because I had a jaywalking ticket that I forgot about. Now, mind you, I'm downtown. There are homeless people who are begging for money. There are prostitutes. There are drug addicts. Like, downtown is crazy. Like, it's just a crazy mess of people and crazy. The homelessness down there is really bad. I told you about Skid Row. Just a really bad, shady, sketchy place. And I'm, like, looking at the cop going, are you kidding me right now? Like, I'm getting a ticket for crossing the street. And literally when I started walking across the street, the little man was there. And by the time I got, like, halfway through, you know, he was gone. I started walking across a little too late. So I'm like, you're giving me a jaywalking ticket, and this guy is over here doing Lord knows what. Like, this homeless man, I saw him the other day. He was, like, so high. He was holding his I need help sign. He was falling asleep. Like, he's falling asleep,
wow.
Standing up. Because he's so high, and you're worried about me jaywalking. You have got to be out of your mind.
So that's okay. So that's what that is. Because I never really understood what jaywalking was. Like, so it's when you're trying to walk in the crosswalk, and you don't have the little light that says, go ahead and walk.
Right. That's jaywalking.
Or is it also, okay, or is it also like, because I know in big cities like New York and stuff, is it also when try to cross the street and, like,
what the hell? Are you being attacked by a plane?
It's
a plane, boss. It's a plane.
It's a helicopter. It's like the loudest helicopter I've ever known.
Oh, my God. I
know. Sorry, guys.
I was out there trying to murder
you.
Attacked by aliens. I was thinking the helicopter was, like, on my roof, but I look outside and it's like 100 miles up. That thing is so loud. Like, we need to get that thing serviced.
Yeah, really. That's
nothing could be that loud.
KTLA trying to get a picture of the homeless man or Lindsay Lohan shoplifting again or something.
Right.
But in big cities, like back to the old jaywalking thing, like, I don't even see how that's really possible. Like, in New York, because I lived there for a while, people just walk, all right? When that sign is that they don't walk or walk, they just walk. Like, pedestrians run that city. So I guess it's different in L.A.
Well, and then, like, in Canada, pedestrians have the right-of-way. So if you walk out in front of a car and a car hits you, they're fucked.
Right. Pedestrians have the right-of-way to a certain extent here. It's just, this is the thing, like, L.A. is in such bad economic shape that they're charging people for things they normally would never ticket people for. They're just trying to get money. Like, if you get a parking ticket here, it used to be, like, $30, right?
$30?
Now you get a parking ticket, now you get a parking ticket, it's, like, $120.
Holy crap.
Are you getting a parking ticket in this town?
A parking
is $10.
Ticket. No, a parking ticket here was always like $25, $30. Like, that was a ticket. Now it's $120 for a fucking parking ticket. And they're just trying to save the economy. I'm telling you, Arnold Schwarzenegger ruined the state of California. He ruined,
like,
our economy.
That's groceries for a week for a small family.
Exactly. Exactly. And then if you don't pay that parking ticket, your license gets suspended. And then it's, like, ridiculous. Like, it doubles if you don't pay it. Like, it's the craziest thing, and you have 45 days to pay it, and it's not 45 business days, it's 45 days. Like, they're the worst.
Wow, that is so screwed up. I used to get parking tickets a lot when I lived in Buffalo, because they had the whole weird, like, odd even or whatever, and sometimes you're supposed to park on one side and then on the other, but, you know, I would always get it screwed up somehow.
Uh-huh.
Like, Buffalo was, like, if you paid the parking ticket, and you could do it online, if you paid it within 5 days, they actually gave you a discount.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But that's
like,
something, like, I would take advantage
of.
That's something I would pay it early just so I could get the discount. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I
well,
mean,
there's this guy.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't say anything. I'm just going to say California's dumb.
Mike, you know that guy? He's got the Mitsubishi. It's like in between my old house and my new house. This guy every day gets a fucking parking ticket. Every day.
Every day?
Every day has a parking ticket. He's always on the wrong side. So I'm like, okay, either one of two things is going on. He's that fucking stupid, or he's putting a fake ticket on there.
So he doesn't get another one?
Because
I'm like, he's always got a parking ticket. And then, like, I looked at my one neighbor the one day. I'm like, I want to go knock on his door and be like, dude, give me $25 a month, and I will move the car for you on a nightly basis. I'm like, and that'll probably save you a couple $100s. Because if you really are getting tickets, I mean, every time I see the car, I'll start taking pictures from now on and posting them on the website every time I go by the car and it's got a ticket. It's not.
Do you guys have those tickets, like the street sweeping tickets? Like, Like, we have, like, on Thursdays, one side of the street gets cleaned, and then on Fridays, another side of the street. And you can't park on that side of the street for 3 days. Or for 3 hours, excuse me. For 3 hours. Otherwise, you'll get another, like, $55 ticket for street cleaning.
No, we don't really have street cleaners that come very often here.
They do, like, once every 5 years.
It's not, like,
every week, yeah. Like, every week. Every Thursday, the left side. Every Friday, it's the right side. And, like, they'll give people $65 tickets. Like, that's another one that used to be, like, $25. Now it's $65.
This is insane to me.
Insanity, yeah. That's all it is. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I'm like, there are people committing major crimes in this city, and you're worried about my car being parked on the street cleaning side? I know it's inconvenient for the street cleaner. But are you serious right now?
Yeah.
I mean, people do that, like, during the day here, we have odd-even parking, like, in the winter.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the plows can get through. And then the plows just go around the cars and bury them.
Yeah.
You know? And then everybody bitches that person out because they weren't out of the way or the plow couldn't get down or whatever.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's kind of like that, street cleaning. We just, you know, I guess it's very important for our streets to be clean.
And are they ever even really clean?
Well, they go and they sweep them. Like, they pick up the trash. And, you know, it's not that serious. No, they're not cleaning it with, like, soap and water.
Well, maybe they should just have littering tickets instead. Because then they could save some money by not having the street cleaners.
Right.
Come twice a week.
I
mean, it's just an idea.
That's what I don't understand about the street sweeping. Like, it really doesn't do anything. Because, I mean, I've seen it a couple times in my town here in Rhode Island. They do it at my apartment complex in the spring and in the fall. But it really doesn't do anything other than, you know, kick up dust and dirt all over the place. It's
right.
Like, well,
it's not really cleaning anything. Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to have, like,
they will charge you $65
yeah.
to let them not really do much.
Exactly.
I think it's a ploy. It's a total ploy from the government. It's a government-issued job. It's a total ploy. Like, how can we get money? How can we guarantee that we're getting some money?
Right. Absolutely. Take the hell out of it.
I know. Right.
It's the truth. It's ridiculous. I think we should start punching officials. No, like, but, not for real. But I think we need to, this is why we need to, like, kind of scratch everybody out and start from fresh. Because none of this is working. Nothing, down to the littlest thing, is working for us anymore in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Well, it's just the lawmakers are such crooks, you know?
Mm.
You really have to think about
it. Well, that's it. Like, they really are, though.
Yeah. And it's like they'll pass a law or a bill in the middle of the night. Like, they do shady things. And I would say when you have shady behavior, you know there's a reason for the shady behavior. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, and I love that they pass laws that benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they don't ever have to pay the piper. Like,
right.
I know this one particular judge in this town
okay.
that has totaled a couple of his cars from driving drunk. And
wow.
It just so happens, one of my friends was in the car with him that night, and they wrapped it around something. And the cops just drove him home and had the car towed.
Wow. Yeah, that's the thing. It's all about who we know. It's all about who you know.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's where I like Jeff said, we just need to start over from scratch. I mean, I know we're running a short for time for this evening, but it seriously, like, what I don't like is in order for government to work, even on Capitol Hill, like, you know, Obama wants to get certain things passed. But in order to do that, in order to get the Republicans to agree or whatever, so that there's not a deadlock and a complete government stalemate. You know, they've got attack and all this other crap. It's like they passed this bill, but they're slipping in this. So ultimately,
right.
One party benefits, but then another party
doesn't. You know, it's like they do that all the time with, like, okay, we'll pass your student loan interest cap, but the gays aren't going to be able to get married. You know?
Right. It's scary. It's scary how shady it all is. I mean, it's really, like, if you really pay attention to the whole thing and you really watch, like, CNN and you watch these channels and you really get involved in government, it is shady. It's scary, and it's just ridiculous.
If you just watch a Hollywood movie about how corrupt government is, the sad thing is I'm sure 9 times out of 10, that's actually what the hell is going on. Like, it's that fucked up. And it just,
this
is like, you know, like Roseanne Barr and Jay Clegg Pentland, who does the show tomorrow at 4 Eastern Time, 1 p.m. I never say it right. Pacific. they always fight about women's rights. And I'm like, well, we do have all these old fucking white dudes that have been in power way too long, that are too corrupt, that are too worried about their own interests, mostly oil, to be worried about what's better for everybody else.
Right.
Like,
I don't
understand why we are still having the discussion about oil. It should be beyond that. There's cars in Europe, they're regulated for 70 miles to a gallon. So why? Mm-hmm. Why is it even acceptable for them to get on TV and say that we have a hybrid that gets 35 miles to a fucking gallon? Like, it's not even acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you describe them as old fucking white people.
Well, it is. If you look at the majority of our rulers, they are old, crotchety, white fucks. It's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a note that Jeffrey, the Caucasian man, said that, not Karen Ashley, the African American / Mexican. I only snickered at the thought.
I'm sorry, like, this is where Jake and I completely disagree. He's like, well, you can't blame it on men because women let them do. I'm like, no. Nobody let any of them do this. They had power. We have no money. What are you know? I'm like, I'm sorry. What am I going to do? Cause everybody, let's all revolt here. All you unscripted radio people, all you, like, you know, 10,000 or so folks that listen on, you know, let's all get together and go to Capitol Hill and tell them we want to start fresh.
Right. And we'll all show up in our Power Ranger suit.
Or cancel Power Ranger pin slap you.
Right.
And like, Jay, want to talk to you if you got some stranger wood.
Mike Jay is interviewing all Stranger Wood candidates. We need to have a Stranger Wood pageant.
We should. I mean, I'm not interested in the old cross of the white folks on Capitol Hill, but, you know, maybe some of you hot, young Latino senators from out west or down south, I'm all good with that.
Mike, what kind of guy is not your type of guy is what I need to know. Right. Okay. So
he's not even opposed to a dead one.
Oh, look, I'm not like that lady that went and rode the dead man and then got herself pregnant, okay?
And then sued his estate for child support.
I know, right? That is freaking hilarious. That is so morbid and so gross. Like, who thinks of that? Like,
we really should, like, have one of the guys, like, look up on that, because I'm kind of curious, like, when she gets out of jail, if she will get support from his estate.
Right.
Like, it's kind of nuts, but I can see people letting it happen.
Right, I can't imagine you get support when the person wasn't having consensual sex. Like, I think being dead makes it, you know, it's not consensual. It's like almost rape.
Yeah.
Rape of a corpse.
Right, but at the same time, it's not the kid's fault.
Right,
so
and now the
kids
live in poverty, right. Maybe the fact that she's in jail, the custody has been taken away. Like, maybe someone else has custody of this child. Let's hope.
True. Well, could you imagine, like, somebody calling you and saying that you're a dead husband, fathered a child after he died with some lady? Like, I mean, that's like one of those things that just turn my stomach.
Right.
And I would not be able to sleep at night.
Right. Wow.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if the lady tried to lie about the baby's age and say, oh, the baby's not 3 months, it's 6 months, so that, you know, she could make it seem like they had this affair before, you know.
Well, she was so, like, why would you even say anything, you stupid bits. Like, why? Why would you, like, hello, you lost your career. Like,
what
the fuck?
People always tell on themselves.
Like, I just don't get stupid criminals. Like, what,
yeah.
What the hell is that one movie? I think Ben Affleck was in it. I'm not really sure where they robbed the bank or whatever. It was, like, one of the biggest bank heists ever, and they never found them.
Right.
And I think it was from, like, the 70s or something, or 80s.
Right.
Dang her from a one of them. Nobody heard shit. Nobody knows nothing.
And that's a miracle because, you know, people always talk. Like, I don't understand why you can't keep your damn mouth shut. Like, it's amazing to me how people talk. They always tell
on themselves. I think we all have that problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about bragging rights. And, I mean, I'm all about some friendly fondling. Just not with dead folks, that's inappropriate. But, Jeff, we're just about done, right, for this fantastic Fun Friday?
We've got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, almost there.
Sorry, kids. We're only an hour tonight. It's the holiday weekend. We got shit to do, but we love you.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll definitely take a lot more calls, and hopefully I'm trying to plan something big for next Friday. Hopefully we'll have a really cool celebrity guest, and you guys can ask them.
What's
them
next Friday?
Huh?
What's next Friday?
I don't know.
Next Friday, we'll
make it up to them.
Oh, Karen's going to give us a treat. I love it when Karen gives us surprises.
Yeah, you know it's usually
except
my
it's fucked up that Mike or I never get to sleep with them. It's always that blonde bitch.
I know, what the hell.
He's
but Jeff, we have another. Isn't something else coming up pretty quick that you're planning in the works? Special.
I feel like I'm supposed to know the answer to this question.
I know.
Been,
I was gonna say I
my wedding.
Your wedding.
No. You've been pulling clips. You've been listening to some older shows.
Oh,
our 1,000th episode, our 1 year
oh,
episode?
Oh, yeah. Our 1 year anniversary is next Friday.
Oh, it's next Friday. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, well, then we're definitely going to have somebody call in.
Get the doorbell ready.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's going to be intense.
1 year, guys. How does it feel? 1 year.
I feel old.
It's kind of crazy. Well, you know, I actually went back and found, like, you're not very far off. Because you, the first time you ever came on was August 31st, which is actually my dog's birthday.
Me and Izzy have an anniversary.
I will always, for the rest of my life, always think of you and Izzy together on the same day.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm glad that I'm part of her life as well as yours.
I know.
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, it's pissed because now I got to send you a card and her. Like, congratulations, happy anniversary, and happy birthday to Izzy. That's going to cost me some money.
Am I going to get a card too?
Yeah, we're going to dinner, bitch. We'll celebrate this weekend. Oh, Michael, let's splurge. We'll go to the Chinese buffet.
Oh, God.
Why didn't anybody tell me that Diana DeGarmo got, like, engaged on the American Idol thing?
Oh, I didn't watch that shit.
Diana DeGarmo and that other older, what was his name? Ace or something from American Idol. They're engaged. Like, he proposed to her on the show. Who knew?
You know, I did think I heard something about that because I think that was the chick who was, like, 16 when Fantasia was on or whatever.
Yeah, and Fantasia beat her.
Yeah, she was the runner-up. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's on
Young and the Restless now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's on Young and the Restless. She's actually
I'm
a pretty
sorry.
Decent actress. She's actually
I fucking
a pretty decent
out.
Mm-hmm.
After fucking, you know, Shamu there in those fucking, her cat suit, I just had to go.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. Like, I saw pictures of that finally, and I was just like, it was worse than I thought. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It was worse than I ever imagined. Like, I was so shocked to Fantasia. Like, I don't think the cat suit would have been that bad. It was bad. But the fact that it was cut out and you saw her cellulite thigh just hanging out of there. And it wasn't a good thigh. It wasn't like a sexy thigh, like sexy Beyonce thigh. It was like a cellulite.
It was gross.
Blubbery thigh. And I'm just like, the hell? Like, it would have been, yeah. It'd have been bad. The cat suit was bad, but it wouldn't have been as bad if that skin and cellulite weren't hanging out.
I mean, look, I don't want to paint a picture, but that shit looked like moldy cottage cheese, all right?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, I'm not a moldy cottage.